Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, don't be dicks.
We're not today. It's we had a winter vacation. Although I'm not really rested.
Oh, no.
I had a few booze over the week. Petey, good. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, doing good.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
I text Petey over the week, and I wonder if you're using your drone skills to film some of the flooding. You said you had done it just for yourself, right?
And yeah, well, kind of like...
Help out somebody?
Yeah, I was hoping to help more people, but, you know, more historical perspective. Right. Like, I've been in the news biz. I didn't want to go back into TV news.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to make a name off people's bad stuff.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go gawk either. We're talking about a lot of the flooding in Nebraska. If you didn't know, we're based in Omaha. And it was pretty bad. So our hearts go out to everybody that was affected.
Yeah.
We mentioned that earlier. We do have this on the email.
Where you at? What you hauling?
All right, Aaron is checking in from Kadoka, South Dakota, where he is hauling fuel.
Love the show, he said also.
Yeah, forgot that part.
Are we all hauling fuel?
Where you at? What you hauling?
Yeah.
What you hauling?
I'm watching Access TV last night, and Randy Bachman and Fred Turner. It's just called Bachman and Turner.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And it's great. And they didn't do that song. They should do Where You At, What You Hauling. Somebody's going to yell that to them. Who's dead, though? Did Fred die?
Yeah, Fred Turner's dead.
Yeah. That's only been a couple years, All Access show, yeah.
It can't be much
How
older
Fred
than
Turner
that.
How did Fred Turner die?
Was this the one with, I may have seen this, Paul Schaefer involved?
It's called Bachman and Turner, and they're in some theater somewhere. Turner's got a hat on playing bass.
And Paul Schaefer's on the keyboard.
Yeah, I didn't really realize he was there.
Yeah.
I just started watching two or three songs. Yeah.
Fred Turner died January 2013, the day after his 80th birthday, due to complications from pneumonia.
When was that video? When was that live concert then? Just look up Access TV BTO. Well, actually, not BTO, it's just Bachman Turner. I guess Overdrive didn't want to join. Overdrive was not a dude, in case you're wondering. There's a guy that just emailed us that was too young to remember Motley Crue in their heyday, and he watched The Dirt, and he said, holy crap. I said, yeah, that was what rock and roll was then, at least that kind of Sunset Strip stuff.
There's also a guy last week, or week before, since we were on vacation last week, emailed us, asked about where you at, what you hauling.
Yeah.
Bush told him who sang it.
Yeah.
So he went to YouTube and listened to it and decided he likes that one better.
Yeah, I'm not trying to brag, but I did have a meet and greet last week with the guy who sings Where You At, What You Hauling.
Brian. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Wow. Also, I got a Facebook note.
I went over to his house and bought
some
gear.
You know him.
I got some gear from him.
Is he hearing the song a lot?
Yeah. He said people will stop him like convenience stores. Dude, I love the new song.
Yeah, this is Brian, our buddy Brian Eckleberry.
Where you at?
Yeah.
What you hauling?
We haven't got a cease and desist from Randy Bachman yet.
No, and I think we're fine under the...
parody laws.
Laws of parody.
That's right. Yeah,
it looks like that special you saw first aired in 2012, so that was probably...
I was going to say, it was...
A couple years before he died?
Yeah.
Somebody wrote me a note. I can't find it, though. Wants to buy a copy of that.
I saw that, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's ours to sell.
They just want it on their phone or something like
it's
that.
It's not.
Didn't he sing Handy News, too?
He did.
He did do Handy News, yeah. Is anybody saying
that? The hits. All the hits.
I love that Handy song. This guy busts his ass as a great musician and a band member for years and years. Hey, play Where You At, What You Hauling.
We do have a couple of deaths to report.
Any hits?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. First of all, Birch Bayh passed away at the age of 91.
Was he former governor of Indiana or some politician?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Weren't there a long line of guys named Bayh who were politicians in Indiana?
He was the first one that I was familiar with, at least. The first Bayh.
And then there was an Evan.
Yeah, he's still rolling.
Oh, Evan Bayh.
He's still kicking. I believe he might be governor or something. But Birch Bayh was the lead sponsor of Title IX.
Okay.
He also behind two amendments to the Constitution, the 25th and 26th Amendment, having to do with presidential succession and setting the national voting age at 18.
Man, he was old.
Yeah. Let's see. Farm Aid 87 survivor had Birch Bayh.
Yeah.
And then Dick Dale passed away.
That's right. I forgot. I saw that. I forgot we were off vacation when that happened.
Yeah. Now, here's some Dick Dale.
Play some Dick Dale.
That is Dick Dale.
He was just touring a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He had to keep touring. Yeah. He had medical bills. He had to keep touring just to get money coming in.
King of surf music.
Was that surf music or did they just adopt that? That was meant to be surf music.
Yeah, it was surf music.
Wow.
But he was like a surfer, dude.
How old was Dick?
Dick was 81. 42 players had Dick Dale.
Here you go.
Man.
A lot of people picked Dick.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can say that one. We'll have to. But there's something having to do with accidental and dogs. Let's see. Yeah.
Whoa.
Ambidextrous masturbator gets a hit, as does Asshat and Big P's Unbearded Clam.
By the way, Buzz, I went and saw some indoor football this weekend, our indoor football team with my son and a couple of his buddies, and the guy behind me goes, hey, I don't mean to bug you, but you Tyler? I goes, yeah. He goes, I can see why Puss says screw that kid.
See? See?
It's connected, by the way. It connects the whole way down.
Was this after you sent him to the concession stand to grab a couple of beers and he came back with them?
I could have.
Screw that kid.
That was just what he said. That's verbatim. I can see why Puss says screw that kid.
God.
Bill Cosby's Jell-O vagina gets a hit. Bring Out Your Dad gets a hit, as does Captain CPAP and the SOTOMs.
Yeah! That's my gang.
That's your band.
Not sure I can read that one. Don't want to read that one. I'm going to leave that one alone. Has to do with coat hangers.
Oh, yeah, good call. Way to go.
We're going
to
let that one go. Yeah. Daddy Pecker Cheese gets a hit.
Daddy Pecker Cheese.
Yeah. Right.
I eat Pecker Cheese.
I know you do.
DJ Spank Bank gets a hit, as does Doc Mina's Lube Monkey.
Yeah.
Exploding Mexicans gets a hit. As does FAC Jucking Reds Tar.
Man, I don't even know what that is when you mess
it up.
Nor
do I.
What is it when you mess it up?
I don't know.
It's got to be something pretty hardcore.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds. I don't want to say it real slow on the air because
I think it's a word jumble.
I think it is too. But I think if you mess it up, it's a lot worse than that.
Yeah. Fletching the Tranny gets a hit.
We can say that.
Fletching.
Well,
Stop belching?
Yeah, it says fletching here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What you do with your transmissions, your own business.
Oh, that's right. I originally go to the penis. When you say tranny, I'm thinking of penis. Aren't you?
Puss.
Yeah, that stuck to the table.
A lot of use for that there, probably.
And a hookah smoking caterpillar gets a hit.
I was in the car during this past week doing the best stuff, and it's
fletching has really nothing to do with transmissions.
No,
I have.
Don't go digging
idea.
Too deep on that.
Yeah, let's just let this
just
one
let
go.
It be.
All right,
let it be.
Let it go.
I think he just put an L. I think he didn't mean to put an L in there.
Or they just misspelled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he transposed a couple letters.
Yeah.
Or that's what they meant to do.
Maybe
so
on
it
purpose.
Would get read. I don't know.
I think you would have read it either way.
Probably. On that one, probably, yeah. No question. Flights continue to get canceled due to the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX.
My flight was.
I think I saw a piece about American Airlines had to cancel a bunch of flights.
Yeah, it was
90 flights a day.
Southwest, American, and United all had MAX 8s. Yeah. And actually, United has MAX 9s, which are not good either. So.
American canceling 90 flights a day through April 24th.
Damn. That's a first world problem that my flight got canceled coming back from Phoenix, so that's why we didn't even go.
Are there any other airlines that own these?
Not in the U.S. They're the ones that own the MAX 8s.
Just those three.
MAX Southwest.
8 and MAX 9.
United and American. Yeah.
Is there a recourse on Boeing for... You know what I'm saying? Like, these people are losing, or these companies are losing flights or whatever.
Well,
having to adapt.
I see a lot of people, you know, listen to our T95 listeners in Wichita that work at the airplane plants, and they're always just riffing on their Facebook pages about what's going on, and they're not happy. Because that means, I'm not sure if jobs are going to go away or who's in trouble.
Right.
It's really not their fault, not the workers' fault, and that's what I see on the Facebook. But apparently Boeing pushed through something because the guy from Boeing was working in government now. It's all in the weeds.
It sounded like they were really in a hurry.
It sounded like there was a lot of pals. Like,
to get these MAX 8 and MAX 9.
And then what I didn't get is they sold like the upgraded package extra. And there's flights that crashed that didn't have the upgraded package. This shouldn't be like leather seats included. I mean, this is flying a plane that caused it to nosedive.
That was kind of the thing that I thought. It's like, you know, the extra safety feature shouldn't be
an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care where you're at.
No, let's make those standard.
Or what you're hauling, right? It's
baseline.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. Put that in the base package.
Yeah, like it comes with Wi-Fi. Yeah. It's like Wi-Fi enabled. Right. But safety, you know, you're going to have to buy that other
plane. That's for $10,000. We'll give you the autopilot that doesn't nosedive the plane
right.
on occasion.
Well, the weird thing about that Ethiopia flight, I think it broke when we were on vacation, was the same plane the day before that, there was a guy just riding to another place, and he was a pilot. So he was the guy that saved that flight. He said, turn off this machinery and so we can keep it going. It wasn't reported, and it might have been reported, and they still flew the plane the next day, and that's when it wrecked.
They are looking at getting recreational marijuana legalized in New Jersey today. Votes are scheduled. They're not sure it's going to pass.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of scare tactics out there.
Yeah.
I saw a...
They're considering revision of requirements needed to get the medical and expungement of particular past marijuana offenses.
The Lieutenant Governor,
blah, blah, blah.
Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania is doing a weed tour around the state. I'm hoping the weed heads are showing up, too, because if it's just the ante, he might getting an earful. But they're looking into recreational there. They have medical. And that would just freak me out. I couldn't believe they're
going
to have them.
Oh, I thought it's going around the state.
Smoking weed, right?
Sampling medical
right,
from
exactly.
Philadelphia.
You know where I smelled
medical
weed this...
Harrisburg.
You know where I smelled weed this weekend? Last weekend. Literally, we were standing in front of the White House, and there was these two kids standing there, 18, 19 years old. The whole family was walking up, and completely, they're smoking weed. Now, I know you can smoke weed in D.C., but I don't think you're allowed to smoke it outside. Remember, you're allowed to have it in D.C.
Right.
Yeah. But I smelled it like it was just right there. Obviously, I'm thinking, those guys are smoking weed right here.
Yeah,
was cool.
You know where I smelled weed in Colorado?
In your face.
Well, it's pretty much nowhere except when I was smoking it.
Yeah. Now I understand. From what I understand, in Las Vegas, the only legal place to smoke weed is inside a private residence.
Do you think they're busting people, though? If they smell it on the street somewhere?
They can't really be.
It's not in Vegas. You can walk down the street with a vodka and you're, you can walk right down the street with a mixed
drink. Well, that may be legal.
It is legal.
Well, that's legal. That's different.
But you think they're going to stop somebody if they smell a little weed when they walk past a bunch of people standing in Vegas?
I don't know. I think it
may just
be how blatant they are.
Right.
Or if they're causing an issue.
If you're breaking down the
bomb
right there, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
If they're really flaunting it.
Yeah, I just don't know how that works.
And the thing is, the edibles, you could be eating an edible and nobody's going to smell the weed.
Well,
yeah, they're not going to smell it if you just eat it, swallow it.
Yeah, you can have it on your breath.
Yeah, but you're not going to walk up to your face.
Some people will.
Hi. Yeah.
Now, did you hear that? Every time, now I'm thinking of you guys when I hear this bad news about weed.
If you could detect that on somebody's breath, you have an incredible sniffer.
Them. Yeah.
You know, if it's fresh, you come walking in somewhere where it hasn't been smelling like weed smoke, you probably smell like, you know, you probably
really?
Got it on. Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Just an edible?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It depends on the edible. There are different. Some of the ones I'm familiar with have more of a lingering scent than others.
Because some taste like it more than others, from what my friends tell me.
Some of it, from what we read in the comments section.
Facebook might be wrong.
We turned a new page after the week. We're no longer smoking
some
weed.
Mask the smell better than others.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
According to the comments section.
On Facebook.
There was some bad news about weed when we were on vacation, I thought I heard. The powerful stuff is out there today. You smoke it every day, you might get brain
damage.
More
likely for psychosis.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, but that's the same story that we had last year, the year before, which is
fine. But it's scare tactics crap.
Well, if it's true, it's true. Yeah. I mean, we have to be we have to be honest about this.
I am familiar, not you guys, with people that smoke weed every day.
I know people that do.
And are they going psychotic yet?
I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
You let us know. That's your job.
I think you got a better.
We're not going to be able to recognize
it's Puss's
that.
Job too.
We have
it's me and Puss's job.
You tell us. Are we going psycho?
So far, not
spiders. You got a better chance of sustaining that lifestyle than drinking every day.
No, of course you do.
I'll tell you that.
Getting drunk every day also causes you to go nuts too.
More than psychosis.
Alcoholic dementia out there, a ton of it.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it. Well, and you got to choose. You want cirrhosis of the liver or psychosis of the brain?
But there's also there's also alcoholic dementia. There's a bunch of people in their 40s and 50s that are in nursing homes because of that.
Yes. Can you get both?
Well, I was trying for a while.
I'm working on both.
Yeah, I'm guessing we're going to find out.
Yeah, we got both experiments going.
Yeah.
We got one that might have both.
Full-scale research.
And I love that we're just negating the fact that not doing either is just, that's not an option. Like, you could just not drink and not smoke weed and you wouldn't get either.
I got offended.
Who wants to do that?
I got offended by a Facebook post the other day from a person I don't know, but they were bragging about being sober. And I'm sure they had a problem 5-6 years ago.
Well, hopefully.
But here was the problem. It said, the Facebook post just said, 6 years sober today. Okay, good. I don't know who the guy is, but I didn't comment either way. But then he writes in and goes, 6 years of never putting that poison in my body again. I said, hey. Then I got mad. I said, hey, don't judge.
Well, you don't know
he meant alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it was alcohol. It was. Okay. It basically said alcohol. And I'm thinking, hey, dude, that's you.
He had
the problem. The rest of us can handle it.
It was the same reaction as if someone had said something bad about Tyler's sister.
Right.
You're insulting a family member here when you speak ill of alcohol.
I thought alcohol's not poison, not all of it. And in moderation, you're going to be okay. In moderation, I'm not saying I'm moderate.
Not the point.
Not the point. But don't pick on the rest of us because you couldn't handle it.
Mr. Can-Hang.
Thank you.
So technically,
that's what I should have typed in. Hey, Mr. Can-Hang.
It's not a poison, technically?
I don't know. But, I mean, he was just lashing out to people that could handle their alcohol.
To many people, it is.
Yeah.
Now, Petey Mac went to the school of, it wasn't rehab, was it? It's a school of detox.
For alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dr. Mina school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Petey had a major problem, man. It was probably more brutal than we even knew.
Yeah, I mean, somehow I was upright and functioning, but barely. And it was good run.
Yeah, he was not you, Todd. Just having a couple drinks a night.
No, I was having a couple drinks at 9 or 10 a.m.
Yeah, but I want to be able to go maybe a couple of nights without it once in a while.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that easy?
Yeah.
It's that easy?
Yeah.
I'll tell you tonight.
It's that easy.
I do it, but I didn't do it during vacation. I had alcohol every night, some form.
No.
But not tonight. I'm drying out tonight. I think.
Hold that thought.
Here's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. Hey, we just got back from a good Vegas week, and I was amazed. I'd been there lots of times, and I was amazed how much weed I could smell everywhere I stood.
I'm guessing the cops have bigger problems in Vegas. Than
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do, but it was everywhere, man. It was in lobbies and hallways.
You can smell inside the casinos then, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Our hotel lobby, I didn't know what was going on down there one morning. It was unbelievable.
What about
do you partake or do you have a job that can't?
I get a job that I can't, but it was there. It was definitely there, and I'm aware of it. It was definitely there.
Are there plenty of dispensaries?
You know, I didn't see. There's a couple. I think they're advertised on the strip. One of the people I was with, we did a little information or did a little research on it. There were a couple off the strip, or a couple on the strip as well. I just wasn't looking.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, brother. Yep.
There you go. The info.
He was right there.
Doesn't sound like there's enough of them.
Todd wants each kind of his personal weed guy, which is a weed dealer.
I just want to see as many as there are in Colorado.
Yeah.
Because you can't go more than a few blocks, generally.
In Colorado, right?
Without running into one.
Well, these are crazy states. They're just crazy. Sports gambling, weed.
Oh, yeah.
What's this country coming to?
The whole western U.S. is upside down.
They're just crazy.
Except for, I guess, Arizona and New Mexico, where it's not legal yet. Police in Lakeside, Colorado, looking for a shoplifting suspect who left behind some nice evidence. The department posted a young man's selfie taken with the cell phone that he left behind at the scene. Their Facebook post urges the suspect to come get his belongings and get his shoplifting charge as well. Police say that they hope to see him soon.
Idiots.
Yeah.
A little sports with Petey Mac coming up. Yeah. My buddy Cleet Blakeman will be here tomorrow.
Cool.
NFL ref Cleet Blakeman. Comedian John Heffron later this week. We're live March 25th today, 2019.
Year of our Lord.
Year of our Lord, right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.